And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We'll get back to Alex Woodard and more of For the Sender. Remarkable stuff. I am just so elated by having the opportunity to have him on a second time. And of course, every week, almost every week, we have Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting on. And last week, Beth, we were talking as we were getting near the end of the segment, how these dovetail, it's really great, about our dark side. And of course, a lot of people, I find it so fascinating how they don't want to acknowledge the dark side, that they have their fears, their anxieties, all of those, what we call negative emotions, when in fact all of the emotions that we experience really are neither good nor bad. That's just what we experience. But let's talk about the not so fun side of us that is part of who and what we are. It makes us a human.
Right. You know, it reminds me of all those theories about the death process and the five stages of death. You know, it's kind of like there are several stages, or a bit of a bell curve, if you wish, about dealing with your shadow. You know, a lot of people get well into adulthood before they can even admit that it exists, and to even be able to admit that they don't know that much about it, or how it exists in themselves. And often it takes a full-blown crisis of some sort, either financial or emotional or both, before they can get to that place. It's almost like in the 12-step programs where you have to hit rock bottom sometimes before you can face certain things.
Yes.
For certain personality types and certain kinds of people, it just seems to take a lot more than others. And so I think that's one of the hardest things about being a family and being a community. How do we discuss our individual shadow sides, or the kind of group, like even groups have shadows, and they get their groupthink, and they get their follies and their denials and their blind spots. And so it's a very complex, complicated, ongoing conversation that we're having as a society about how do we deal with this, how do we do it. And astrology and the language of the archetypes can be very, very helpful, because it's a way of depersonalizing it. It's a way of adding levity and humor, so that it's not about, oh, you're a bad person, you're struggling in very human ways with certain things, and let's love you anyway and help create a strategy for it.
Yeah, and I think that you know, even when I look back on some of those times, and I'm actually somewhat surprised by certain emotional reactions that I might have to things. I've seen individuals, mostly in television shows, which is kind of sad to say, who, when someone passes that they were very close to, they got very angry. And I remember my dear friend who passed away 11 years ago in our home, and it was on a Thursday, or actually it was a Friday when he was declared dead, and we were there laying in bed Saturday, just exhausted.
Right.
And all of the sudden, I got so mad.
Right.
Just was so angry, and I thought, where did this come from?
And
I let myself be mad. I didn't hurt anybody. I was just, you know, it was like, where did he go? And I think that that's one of the things that I actually was able to, within a period of maybe a couple of days or a week or so, I was finally able to accept, okay, that was okay. It was okay to be angry, because I wasn't really mad at him. I was mad at the loss. I was mad at the void that was created by his not being there.
Right.
But we have no void when it comes to Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting.
I am everywhere.
You are everywhere on Facebook. You are at the Beth McDonald Consulting. You have a website that's brand new and shiny, and people can go check it out. And it's BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. And they can even go back and an antique-y kind of way by using a telephone and dialing you up at 963-0842. 805 is the area code, and we're going to have you back next week to continue our conversation.
Excellent. Thank you, Richard.
We're going to get back to Alex Woodard and For the Sender here on Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Don't go away.